Mahendra Shaila, the Lord saw Parashuram. Then the Lord went to Setubandha and took his bath at Dhanush Tirtha. He also visited Rameshwara, where he collected some papers connected with Sita Devi, whose illusory form had been kidnapped by Ravana. The Lord next visited the places known as Pandyadesha, the Tamraparni River, Nayat Tripati, Chiyadatala, Tilakanchi, Gajendra Mokshana, Panagadi, Chamtapura, Sri Vaikuntha, Malaya Parvat, and Kamyakumari. The Lord then confronted the Bhattataris at Malaradesh and saved Kala Krishnadas from their clutches. The Lord also collected the Brahma Samhita, fifth chapter, on the banks of the Payashvini River. He then visited Payashvini, Shringaverda Purimath, and Matsya Tirtha. At the village of Udupi, he saw the Gopal deity installed by Sri Madhavacharya. He then defeated the Tattvavadis in Shastra conversation. The Lord next visited Palgu Tirtha, Tritakupa, Panchapsara, Surparaka, and Kolapura. At Pandapura, the Lord received news from Sri Rangapuri that Shankaranya Vishwarup had disappeared there. He then went to the banks of the Krishna-Vena River, where he collected from among the Vaishnav Brahmanas a book written by Bhavamangala Thakur, Sri Krishna Karnamrita. The Lord then visited Tapi, Mahishmati Purta, the Narmada River, and Rishamukha Parvat. He entered Dandakaranya and liberated seven palm trees. From there, he visited a place known as Pampa Sarova and visited Panchavati, Nasika, Brahmagiri, and also the source of the Godavari River, Kusha Varta. Thus, the Lord visited almost all the holy places in South India. He finally returned to Jagannath Puri by taking the same route after visiting Vijayanagar again. Okay, so text one. I think I'll just read the translations, actually. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu converted the inhabitants of South India. These people were as strong as elephants, but they were in the clutches of the crocodiles of various philosophies, such as the Buddhist, Jain, and Mayavadi philosophies. With his disc of mercy, the Lord delivered them all by converting them into Vaishnavas, devotees of the Lord. All glories to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to Lord Nityananda. All glories to Sri Advaita Prabhu. All glories to all the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's tour of South India was certainly very extraordinary because he visited many thousands of places of pilgrimage there. On the plea of visiting all these holy places, the Lord converted many thousands of residents and thus delivered them. Simply by touching the holy places, he made them into great places of pilgrimage. I cannot chronologically record all the places of pilgrimage visited by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I can only summarize everything by saying that the Lord visited all holy places, right and left, coming and going. Because it is impossible for me to record all these places in chronological order, I will simply make a token gesture of recording them. And this is the one we will do together. Puravat pate yaite ye paya darshana. Ye grame yaya se gramera yatta jana. Sabe Vaishnava haya kahe Krishna hari. Anya grama nishtare se Vaishnava kari. Okay, one more time. Puravat pate yaiti ye paya darashana. Ye grame yaya se gramera yatta jana. Sabe Vaishnava Haya Kahe Krishna Kahari. Anya Grama Nishtare Se Vaishnava Kari. Puravat Pate Yaitiye Paya Darashana. Ye grame yaya se gramera yatta jana. Sabe Vaishnava haya kahe Krishna hari. Anya grama nishtare se Vaishnava kari. Others? Anybody else? Mm-hmm. Anybody else like to chant? Okay. Good. Purvavat, as done previously. Pate, on the way. Yaite, while going. Yay, anyone who. Paya, gets. Darshana, audience. Yay, which. Grame, in the village. Yaya, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Goes, thank you. Say that. Gramera of the village. Yata, all. Jana, people. Sabe, all of them. Vaishnava haya, became devotees. Kahe, say. Krishna hari, the holy names of Lord Krishna and Hari. Anyagunama, other villages. Nistaraye, delivers. Say, he. Vaishnava, devotees. Kari, making. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. As previously stated, all the residents of the villages visited by Lord Chaitanya became Vaishnavas and began to chant Hari and Krishna. In this way, in all the villages visited by the Lord, everyone became a Vaishnava, a devotee. Purport. The holy names of Krishna and Hari, or the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, are so spiritually powerful that even today, as our preachers go to remote parts of the world, people immediately begin chanting Hare Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself. There cannot be anyone who can compare to Him or His potencies. However, because we are following in His footsteps and are also chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, the effect is almost as potent as during the time of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Our preachers mainly belong to European and American countries, yet by the grace of Lord Chaitanya, they have tremendous success wherever they go to open branches. Indeed, everywhere people are very seriously chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, we do this reading. We used to do it for 2 weeks, actually, before Rath Yatra. Somewhere along the line, it got streamlined and we're down to 1 week. But we do this reading from the Chaitanya Charitamrita leading up to Rath Yatra. And the purpose of that is to get us enthused about Rath Yatra and inspired about, you know, to participate in the Rath Yatra. And the reason for that is that Rath Yatra was one of Srila Prabhupada's main preaching programs. It was, Prabhupada considered a very important program for helping devotees become more Krishna conscious and people in general. In London in 1973, Prabhupada, in a lecture he gave just the day after, they had a Rath Yatra there, July 12th, Prabhupada said, "These European American boys and girls, they are advancing. They are realizing simply by this process, tongue, chant Hare Krishna, take prasadam." So you can introduce this process all over the world. Give them chance to chant Hare Krishna mantra. Just like the other day we held the festival, Rath Yatra. Chant and take prasadam. That's all. Organize this all over the world. They will be saved. They will understand Krishna. Krishna will appear. So that was Prabhupada's vision. That Rath Yatra was an opportunity to get the general mass of people an opportunity to come in contact with Krishna through the chanting, through prasadam, and also through the distribution of literature, which he doesn't mention here, but of course that's a very important part of it as well. So that is what the Krishna Consciousness Movement is all about. Krishna Consciousness Movement is all about giving people the opportunity to come in contact with Krishna. And Prabhupada makes that clear. There's in the seventh canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 9, text 44, in the very famous verse that starts, Prayena Deva Munaya Swabha Mukti Kama. I'm not going to read the whole translation and everything, but Prabhupada in the purport to that, he says that the members of the Krishna Consciousness Movement are not at all interested in so-called meditation in the Himalayas or the forest, where they will only make a show of meditation, nor are they interested in opening many schools of yoga and meditation in the cities. Here it comes. It says, rather, every member of the Krishna Consciousness Movement is interested in going door to door to try to convince people about the teachings of Bhagavad Gita as it is, the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. This is the purpose of the Hare Krishna movement. That's a very important sentence. This is the purpose of the Hare Krishna movement. I actually believe, to have it underlined here, he actually says that twice in this purport. That, Anyway, at least it's right there. That's one. So, yeah, so this is what we should all be concerned about, interested in. This is what Prabhupada's saying, is the purpose of the Krishna conscious movement. Now, by door to door, Prabhupada, you could take that literally. It is possible to go door to door if you pick the right neighborhood. You know, because a lot of places now they have these gated communities and there's security doors on the building so you can't get in. But if you do pick the right neighborhood, you can go door to door, and that's, you know, it's a good program. But it's a figure of speech. It's an expression. Door to door means that you go person to person. You just go to everybody, you know, without discriminating. Rich, poor, old, young, male, female, white, black. The next spirit soul that comes along that you come in contact with, you're going to try to give them Krishna consciousness. That's my understanding of what it means to go door to door. It means person to person. Spirit soul is spirit soul. We could paraphrase it like that. We're meant to go spirit soul to spirit soul to try to convince them about the teachings of Bhagavad Gita and teachings of Lord Chaitanya. So that's what we're all about. That's what we're all about. And that's what this Ratha Yatra is all about. You know, we're going to be giving out a minimum of 10,000 pieces of Krishna conscious literature. I say a minimum because that's what the free distribution is, right? 10,000 pieces thing hasn't changed, has it? The devotees are going to come and the ISV devotees bring down 10,000 pieces of Krishna conscious literature and distribute it along the parade route. And then, of course, at the site itself, we'll be distributing more literature. And I don't know how many thousands of plates of prasadam get distributed. Huh? Yeah, 15, 20,000 plates of prasadam distributed, and you know, chanting is going on all day long. So, yeah, this is, you know, a great event, and we're doing exactly what Prabhupada is instructing us to do here, spirit soul to spirit soul. Elsewhere, just to emphasize a little bit more about the importance of the book distribution, Prabhupada says in the 10th canto, in a purport, he says, in our Krishna conscious movement, all our activities are concentrated upon distributing Krishna literature. This is very important. Now, you might ask, well, why is he reading this? Everybody, this is so obvious. Everybody knows this. Yeah, it's obvious, but we forget. It's obvious, but it's also easy to just kind of like, you know, just completely just forget all about this and just be part of the, you know, go on a merry way. So we need to be reminded. We need to hear this. That's why there's so much repetition in Krishna consciousness, because, you know, the tendency is to go off track. So we need to hear these instructions, important instructions, over and over again so we can kind of refocus. So here it goes. Prabhupada says, in our Krishna consciousness movement, all our activities are concentrated upon distributing Krishna literature. This is very important. One may approach any person and induce him to read Krishna literature so that in the future he may also become a devotee. Such activities are recommended in this verse. Kriyashu yach twach charanaravindayo. Such activity, the devotees of the Lord's lotus feet. That reminds me of that the instruction Prabhupada received from his spiritual master shortly before he departed, before Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj departed from this world. Prabhupada wrote him a letter asking, you know, you have so many sannyasi disciples, they're directly associating with you and serving you in so many ways. I'm Grihastha, how can I serve you? And Prabhupada got back a letter about 2 weeks later, and he was told him, he said, no, you know, you know the English language, so I want you to preach this message to the in the English language to the English-speaking people. And Bhaktisiddhanta said, that'll be good for you, it'll be good for them. So that's what we're hearing here. You know, what Prabhupada's saying here, one may approach any person and induce him to read Krishna literature so that in the future he may also become a devotee. Good for them. It's good for them, because elsewhere in this previous purport I was reading, Prabhupada makes the point that the devotee knows that without Krishna consciousness, there's no chance that they can become happy in this life, what to speak of, get out of the entanglement of birth and death and go back to Godhead. So it's the most auspicious thing, you know, for them. And then Prabhupada's saying, such activities will always remind the devotee of the Lord's lotus feet. And he goes on to say, by fully concentrating upon distributing books for Krishna, one is fully absorbed in Krishna. This is samadhi. So this is like a win-win. It's like the ultimate win-win. It's the ultimate win-win activity. You know, it's the best thing that could possibly happen to a conditioned soul, to meet a devotee and get a book. Nothing better. And it's the best thing that we could do with our time and energy. Distribute the books. Or as Prabhupada says here, I don't want to come off sound like a fanatic. He says here, members of the Krishna conscious movement is interested. So even if we can't, even if our situation is such that you're not the person who goes out there and actually physically hands the person the book, that's okay. It's a movement. It's just like Papa himself would give the example of an army. You know, there's some people, if the country goes to war, there's some people who are going to be frontline soldiers, and there's some people who are going to be, you know, in an office strategizing, and there's some people going to be in a factory manufacturing the weapons, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But everybody is on board. Everybody's in the same page, you know, in their mind. We got to win the war, you know. Whether you're out there as a frontline soldier or in the factory making the weapons or in an office, you know, doing some logistics, it's okay. It's all one. It's all the same thing. We've got to win the war. So it's the same thing. Everybody in the Krishna conscious movement has to be interested. You might be somebody who's actually physically doing it. You know, I do that, but I can't do that unless somebody prints these books. Right, I can't do somebody unless somebody, you know, gets them to a warehouse, and there's so many different. I distribute subsidized books, to be honest with you. I don't get like next to double the BBT for all the books I distributed. So I'm conscious, acutely conscious that I'm just an instrument. I'm just a cog in the machine. You know, I'm just one little part of it. It's not like I'm the book, and nobody's doing anything else. No, it's just. It's a whole big team effort, just like in the war, just like in that example Prabhupada gives. It's a whole big team effort. Unless you get the support of your whole country, no way you can win a war. So in the same way, unless you get the support, unless everybody, we all have to be on the same page about this, interested in going spirit soul to spirit soul to convince people about the teachings of Bhagavad Gita and the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. And of course, this yatra, this temple and ISV are very good examples of that. You know, it's very good examples of how devotees are cooperating, and it's two communities that are cooperating very nicely to see this happen. You know, to get Krishna consciousness out there to the general populace. And I don't know what's going on up in ISV lately, but here in New Dwarka, we're experiencing like a mini renaissance of Krishna consciousness. We have new devotees joining, you know, and it's really very enlivening to come to the program and see young devotees, men and women, so enthusiastically participating in the basic things that Prabhupada told us to do. So, yeah, it's like what Prabhupada said is correct. There's a lot more work to be done, obviously. You know, we haven't got everybody chanting Hare Krishna, but we're making headway. something's going right here. Something's happening that's good. Just a couple other, one other, to really solidify the point. This book was written, it's a compilation of instructions that Prabhupada gave about the importance of preaching. It's titled Preaching is the Essence. So on the back cover of the book, they generally on the title page and the back cover, they select what they consider, maybe the editors select what they consider some of the most important statements. So this is a statement Prabhupada makes, and it's featured on the back cover. The duty of all devotees is to preach Krishna consciousness everywhere, all over the world, because all living entities without Krishna consciousness are suffering the pangs of material existence. To preach Krishna consciousness is the best welfare activity. Indeed, it is described by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as pada upakara, work for the true benefit of others. And then one more, and that's it. A Krishna conscious person should free himself from the clutches of Maya. He should also be compassionate to all others suffering in those clutches. The activities of the Krishna consciousness movement are meant not only for oneself, but for others also. This is the perfection of Krishna consciousness. One who is interested in his own salvation is not as advanced in Krishna consciousness as one who feels compassion for others and who therefore propagates the Krishna consciousness movement. Such an advanced devotee will never fall down, for Krishna will give him special protection. That is the sum and substance of the Krishna consciousness movement. And one final point that, you know, we made that point about it's a team effort, and I, you know, 100% sincerely believe that and feel that. I just wanted to mention this. If you're in the position where you'd like to distribute directly, but you're feeling apprehensive because, you know, you think I'm kind of a self-conscious person, or, you know, it's just not my nature, you can get over that. You can get over it. It's just like if you go into any situation and you don't know what you're doing, you're going to be like in anxiety. I would be. I mean, if I had to dress the deities, I would go, what? I'd have, you know, but if I had Bhagavad Kripa say, you know, who's been doing it for years and years, tell me, Bhagavad, but don't worry, just do like this, just do like that, it'll all work out. Or if I had to cook an offering and I didn't know what I was doing, but Mahanta Prabhu or Ratna Bhushan told me, it's okay, just get to take this. And just, you know, if you just get some simple directions from somebody who's an expert at it, who's been doing it for a long time, then, you know, it makes it a lot easier. So it's the same thing with book distribution. It might seem like, oh, what do you do? What do you say? How do you? It's very simple. It's very simple. You got to connect with the person. And the tried and true way for doing that is compliments and humor. Even I've been doing this activity for over 50 years now, and I know if I walk onto a parking lot and I, you know, which means total strangers, and I don't do that, if I don't offer some compliments and some humor, it's like, it's hellish. You know, you just can get totally ignored. You get like abused. You have to do that. And when you do that, it's kind of like night and day difference. People just relax. They drop their defenses and they relate to you. And then you can, you know, one human being to another. So that's a real secret right there. Compliments and humor. You can get them from other Sankirtan devotees. You can figure out your own. It's not very difficult. And then you just, you know, give them the book and say, we print these ourselves. You tell them something about it, one line. You know, this is, I actually just show them the book. I show them, and I read the title. I hand them a Science of Self-Realization. And I show them, this is about self-realization. It says so right on the title of the book. So they're seeing it. They're hearing it. I say, it helps to relieve stress. I don't really preach to them, you know. I let the book do the preaching. And then I said, we print these books ourselves, and we ask people if they could help with a donation. Could you pitch in a donation to help out? That's it. And something I heard from Vaisheshika Babu years ago, he said, we're interested in the ripe fruit. So, you know, it's like when you go picking, fruit picking. I actually did fruit picking for a living at one point in my life when I was in Israel living on a kibbutz. And one thing I learned is you just pick the... I was picking grapefruits. So when you go to pick the grapefruit, if you got a pull, leave it. You know, if it doesn't come right off when you just grab it and you go boop, it just should come right off. If it doesn't, leave it on the tree. And all the stuff that was on the ground, forget it. You know, if something was already on the ground, forget it. And if it didn't come off easy, leave it. We just want the ripe fruit. So in the same way, when we're canvassing, there's people out there that are they're ready. They're ready. As soon as they see you, they look, they smile. This doesn't happen often, but it does happen. You know, there's people who are just kind of like, whoa, I've been waiting for you, you know? And there's people who you could die for them. You know, you could just die and they wouldn't be interested. So our thing is we have like it's just duty. We're just soldiers in the field. We just go, we have our set approach. You approach people, and then and we give them our best shot, and if they take it, great, and if they don't, on to the next person. And just ambassador of goodwill, just wish everybody a thank you for talking to me, have a great day. That's it. So if you do it like that, it's not only is it painless, it really is painless, but you actually, it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun because, you know, the whole time you're meditating on, I'm giving people a Bhagavad Gita. I'm giving people, you know, one of Prabhupada's books. This could change their whole life. And it really can. It changed our lives. So, you know, we have direct experience of that. So, yeah, so that's just, I'm trying to, my attempt at giving some encouragement to devotees, maybe especially some of you younger devotees who might be thinking, I'd like to try book distribution, but it's kind of like the thought of approaching total strangers and like it's kind of scary. But if you just try what I'm suggesting and we can take it further, if anybody's interested, we could give more personal directions, then it really becomes not scary. It becomes easy and fun. It really is easy and fun. As well as being the most auspicious thing, as we said earlier, that could happen to them and the best way to make spiritual advancement for us. So that's all I'd like to say about that, you know, the verse and whatever. Does anybody have any questions or comments? Otherwise, as I promised, is that for real? 8:27? Sorry, I thought I have about 10, 15 minutes to just read from the chapter, but okay, Maharaj, yeah. Because we're going to end at 8:30, like I promised. And
thank you, Bhrigupati Prabhu, for a wonderful class in encouraging and motivating us to want to distribute Srila Prabhupada's glorious books. Beyond distributing is also to motivate the people who receive the books to read the books. Many of them just put them down on a shelf or put them down on some place and don't read them. They have to be motivated. There has to be a reason why they should read this book. What did you get out of it? What did it do for you? What will it do for them? How will it change their life? How will they become transformed? How will their happiness be increased? That has to be made. Really? That's true? So, therefore, that makes them want to at least read a few pages. Those few pages may lead to a few hundred pages, and that's our goal, that's our idea. And so we have to remember, don't just give them the books, motivate them to want to read it, to want to make it their own, to make it never to forget, just as you and I have not forgotten it, and we read it a little bit every day. That's all I want to say.
Thank you. That's a great comment. Thank you very much. Anybody else like to say anything? Like to welcome Akuranath Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
Senior Prabhupada disciple and preacher. Sorry.
So I understand that, you know, it's a movement and everybody's helping, but you're one of the frontline people who's out there actually meeting the conditioned souls and offering them this great literature that Bhaktisiddhanta actually told Srila Prabhupada to write. It comes from this great, you know, I mean, it's amazing. So you must have some taste, some special taste, to be doing it for 50 years and going out every day. And there must be something that, I mean, you said it's fun, but can you elaborate more on how it affects you as a compassionate person who's giving out the highest welfare work to make the world a better place?
Well, not all the time, but sometimes you really can you feel like you're being used as Krishna's instrument. Because the kind of things that happen when you're out on book distribution, at least to my mind, they just don't fit into like how the material energy works ordinarily. Like, you know, I'll give you just an example. Like, you might be out on a parking lot, for instance, or a spot, and for like an hour, you're trying, and you're really trying your best to try to, you know, stop people and get them, and they're just not responding. They're not responding, and you're not feeling particularly enthusiastic either, you know. But you decide, I'm not going to give up, I'm going to keep going. And rather than get discouraged and give up, you just decide, okay, I got to really pray harder now. I have a picture of the six Goswamis I usually keep with me. And, you know, when that happens, I just kind of dig in. I might grab the picture and hold it to my chest, or I'll just, you know, really like start chanting, Bande Rupa Sanatana Guru Ghosh, like that, and, you know, praying to Prabhupada. And then things can change, like just from night to day. I've had that experience many times. Well, you know, same place, same people, same me, but just changing one thing, just making that decision. Okay, I got to take shelter more. I got to really start praying now. Really pray more intensely and try harder. And then, like, wham! the same place, and people stop, and they take the books, and they give nice donations, one after the other. And, you know, I think to myself, what the heck? What's going on? What's going on here? You know, and it's the only explanation I've ever been able to come up with. This is, okay, this is Lord Chaitanya's mercy. You're getting, you know, you're being used as an instrument to distribute Lord Chaitanya's mercy and Prabhupada's mercy. So it's a wonderful experience. You feel like, actually, be honest with you, I don't go out on Sankirtan to make money. I don't go out on Sankirtan to get, you know, scores, you know, to build up numbers. I go out on Sankirtan to try to meet Krishna, Lord Chaitanya. I want that experience. And for me, that's where you get that experience, that meeting. I feel like I'm more connected. When that happens, what I just described to you, for me, that's the most connected I feel with Lord Chaitanya, with Prabhupada, with the whole philosophy and everything. That experience of being used as an instrument to distribute the mercy. So that I'm going out on Sankirtan to have an experience, not to collect money, not to build up a bunch of numbers, but to have the experience of what's being described here in these books, what Prabhupada's saying is supposed to happen as you advance in Krishna consciousness. That okay?
That's great. I mean, the reading, you know, Lord Chaitanya was going to these holy places not to get benedicted by going to a holy place. He's God. He's going to make, you know, to benedict the places, sanctify the places and all the people that he's extending. And then through his devotees like Srila Prabhupada and yourself, he's actually still approaching people in the form of these books. And I like that you said that it makes you take shelter. You know, we hear that sometimes to favor a devotee, Lord Krishna takes everything away and makes them friendless and all this, and then they have to take shelter. But it sounds like book distribution, going out and actually meeting people, something about the difficulty of that makes us take shelter of Krishna more deeply.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why it's such a great opportunity, great activity. Such a Northbrook. Thank you.
Thank you, Prabhu. This is a reflection that I have from the presentation that you made. And it was nice to hear that famous verse that Prahlad Maharaj quote.
You quote it,
because in that verse, it is mentioning that he's not interested. He says he knows, he actually acknowledged, I know many sadhus, but where do they go? They go to the Himalayas to practice monan, silence. As far as I am concerned, I'm not interested for my personal liberation. I want to go and get those rascals to bring them to do service to Krishna. So in the same mood, Srila Prabhupada had the same mood of Prahlad Maharaj and of compassion. But then later on, one time, I came across with some statement by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta where he gave an instruction to his disciple, Gaura Kishora Das Babaji Maharaj. He says, do not go to Calcutta. And I was thinking, wait a minute, do not go to Calcutta. It may appear as a contradiction because actually he went to Calcutta. So what does that mean? Someone will say, disobeying? No, he's not. Actually, he understood the mood of his spiritual master. Do not go to enjoy. Do not go to be just like one of them. In a similar way, in the Bhagavad Gita, where we're reading, there's one this, in the purport is mentioned that this Bhagavad Gita is not meant to be given to the ignorant class of persons. It's like, leave them alone. It can be taken in that way. But it took the compassion and mood of someone who understood the real mood of the Krishna, Srila Prabhupada. He actually expressed, the devotee of the Lord is more compassionate. He's like, more compassionate. He understands the mood. So thank you. Just to reflect on that. That sometimes it may appear to be contradictory. Oh, here it's saying, don't disturb. So I'm not going to disturb them. No. Actually, Prabhupada says the devotee of the Lord understands the mood, just like Gaura Kishora Das Babaji understood the mood of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta. Thank you, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Okay, Granthiraj, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada, Ki Jai.